Congress will return next week following the midterm elections for what is expected to be a busy lame duck session of Congress, given several must-do items they need to complete by the end of this year. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about the items that will impact agriculture.
The first deadline that they will face is December 7th, when funding for a number of federal agencies will expire, including the Department of Agriculture. So Congress will need to either pass full-year funding bills for USDA and other departments or another short-term spending measure to allow more time to complete that work later in December.
In addition to the funding issue,
there's also an expectation that the principals that are negotiating the final conference report on the 2018 Farm Bill will have hopefully made enough progress that Congress can vote on the final Farm Bill sometime in late November or December before they adjourn. At this point, all indications are the negotiations are going relatively well between the House and Senate Ag Committees and that they are working towards that compromise bill that can be voted on before the end of this year.
And taking a look outside of Washington, Langley reminds us that cotton producers impacted by Hurricanes Florence and Michael still need disaster assistance.
The National Cotton Council and others will be working with Congress, particularly the Appropriations Committees and Agriculture Committees, to try to seek some disaster relief for those producers that were hit by hurricanes this fall, both Hurricane Florence and Hurricane Michael, that devastated portions of the Southeast, including significant losses to the cotton industry in those states. There was a letter last week that Chairman Adderholt from Alabama and Ranking Member Bishop from Georgia of the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee sent to the full Appropriations Committee in the House, outlining the need for this supplemental disaster relief funding, outlining the level of losses that have been seen so far to the ag industry throughout the Southeast, and pledging to work with their colleagues in the House and Senate to try to provide this relief in a timely manner, and again, hopefully, before Congress adjourns sometime in December.